It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Open up with the Garrett Wilson contract extension. You can always go back on the free Odyssey app and take a listen to that. Talk some Pete Alonso as well. So if you want to chime in on anything that's going on in sports, 888-808-1019. But, you know, because it's a lighter week in sports with the All-Star break, you know, sometimes these things, these topics take on a new life. And you have Jerry playing us from the Mike Francesa podcast, his scathing review of the Superman movie that has gotten everybody rattled. I mean, so much so, one of the nicest men I've ever met, Eric and Ron Konkama, you know, delivers Newsday, and he's just like a great guy. Met him, he comes to all our events, and he was like apoplectic over this Francesa review. And then you got Fleegs in there going, hey, you know, everybody's getting on Crypto the Dog. Crypto the Dog was in the 1955 comics. So you got like the very well-versed superhero people that are defending the Superman movie, and then you got the people that are expecting Superman, Man of Steel, only thing that can get to him is kryptonite. He, you know, he's doing all the superpowers and beating everybody up. The people that expect that are not getting that in this movie, and we got a clash here.
Yeah, we do, and, you know, remember, we had EJ call in. He called the movie trash.
Yeah, EJ in Newark said the movie was trash, and we heard the side-by-side of Mike Francesa, who hated the movie, and then Stu Finer of Barstool Sports, who loved the movie. And Stu was listening this morning, as he always does, and he's a friend of the program, and he has called in to elaborate. Stu, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Gio. Good morning, Boomer. I love you very much. I'm a little out of breath. I don't know if I'm coming in clear because I'm on the bike path every day for the last 25 days in a row from my house. I go to the yellow course and then I walk the bike path. So I'm on 5.2 right now. And can I explain about this movie? First of all, I love you guys. God bless you. You're the best in the world. And just keep being you because it's just invigorating. It's inspiring. And the world needs positivity like you bring every day. Which, to the point of this movie, Superman is one of the most beautiful, pure, A++ pieces of cinema I have ever seen in my life. Whether you're 3 years old or 104 years old, you're going to love this movie. Zero cursing, zero sexual innuendos. The movie is just absolutely flat out, positively amazing. As good as Empire Strikes Back, as good as The Wrath of Khan, as good as Guardians of the Galaxy, it is a phenomenal, phenomenal movie. Anyone that wants to read into this flick, pick it apart, call it woke, call it off base, is cynical, has no heart, has no vision, and they have a miserable life. I literally am going to double and triple down on that because the acting is brilliant. The storyline is brilliant. It's unique. It's new. You leave the theater. I even said to my wife, I want to adopt children right now so I can bring 3, 4, 5-year-olds to this movie every day. I mean, I'm going to see it 3 times over the vacation because the next 4 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, it's the only vacation I have during the 365-day calendar year where I have to grind every day. But it is absolutely amazing. You feel hopeful. You have a smile on your face. You feel great. And I don't know how you could do anything but say this movie is an A++.
See, now
flick.
Now I want to see it.
Yeah, now I got to see it.
I don't want to adopt
I'll
the
pay
child.
For you. But listen, how about this? Come to my house. We'll golf the best page. I'll pay for you guys seeing the movie with me. You can bring 1,000 people. I'll lay out $100,000. I don't care. Then we go to Blackstone Deep, swim in the pool. And we hug it out saying, I love Superman. I love Superman. I love Superman.
Oh, it's great, Stu. That is awesome. Hey, how's the health going? I know that you're doing, you know, a push. You're up and down. You know, we always talk about this, me and you, the peaks and the valleys. So how you doing right now?
I've put down all my sugars since December 10th, 2024. God willing, forever. My marijuana, God willing, forever. December 10th, 2024. I'm not a drinker. So the carbs are very difficult, Gio. So difficult. I now, obviously, I'm using the carbs, you know, the bread, rice, pasta, to get through the daily struggles of life. Mm. I can't put them down. So I have to now go psycho-exercise. So I'm probably going to have to walk 50 to 75 miles a week just to combat it, because my A1C is 10. My sugar's fasting is like 220. Dude. My cholesterol is like 200. So really bad. And I'm on all sorts of meds. I'm not on the shots or anything because I tried it like a year ago when I got sick. I was only on it for 9 days. And I don't, you know, the shot works for people. You know how it works, Gio? You get sick, you feel nauseous, and you can't eat. I would rather die if that's my point in life.
Hey, Stu, why don't you ride bikes, man? Go out and ride a bike.
Okay, so I Boomer, I would love to ride a bike, but I have a pyonidal cyst on my tailbone.
You got one of those. CeeLo had one
of those. Yeah.
So in ninth grade, when we used to ride from my house in Farmingdale to Montauk, the entire summer, every summer with the kids when we were 11, 12, 13, and we go to like the swinging bridge campgrounds, and we go to all these campgrounds, I developed it. In ninth grade, when I went on a Greyhound bus to Colorado to visit my friend who moved, I had to sit on like this little tube, and it never went away. To this day, when I bang out sit-ups, it still hurts me. It's never gone away. Wow. Ever, ever, ever. So I can't ride the bikes. But I love walking. I walk between a 12 to 15 mile pace, which is what I'm on right now. And I can bang out 5.5, 8.8, 10.8.
That's great, Stu. Well, listen, get back to it. We're really happy you called in. You were awesome today, and we'll talk to you soon, all right?
And anyone that sees this movie and objectively gives my an objective opinion and doesn't like it, I'll refund their money. I'll give them their money back. Can I make one more point? I had a large popcorn and I had a large Diet Coke, and I banged both of them out before the movie started. I had to do a pee-pee and a poopy the entire movie. I held it in. I didn't go to the bathroom. When I left the movie, I forgot I had to pee and poop. And that's how great the movie was.
Thanks, Stu.
I mean, my goodness.
Oh, my God. Is he energy?
Yeah.
I mean,
I worry about him.
I know. But you know what? It really does make you want to see the movie now.
Oh, after that,
his
passion
about it?
I've never heard. He's a passionate guy to begin with. But, I mean, that is one of the bigger endorsements I've ever heard from him. The fact that he said he walked out of there and wanted to adopt a child. I mean, you got to be in a multiple children. Yeah, adopt children. Now I feel like I got to see it. But it's 2 hours. Anything over 2 hours, just, I don't know what it is. I could sit there and watch like four episodes in a row of a show that I really like. But the 2 hours of the same movie, I feel like it's the longest thing in the world for whatever reason.
Well, I mean, again, I'm not so much into these superheroes.
Yeah, me either.
But with the way that Stu is so passionate about it. But then again, there's EJ.
Yeah, it's trash.
And EJ.
And there's Mike.
Yes.
It's horrible. You know?
But then the other guy, Eric, called in. He loved it.
Yeah, I have never.
Isn't that the way it usually goes with movies?
No, not like this. I mean, come on. I've never heard a pendulum swing from one side of the other with this.
You think that the pendulum has swung because Jerry played Mike's diss of the movie?
Yeah, I mean, but the extreme opinions. Like, think about this. Mike Francesa said he wanted to inflict pain on himself because it was so bad. And Stu Feiner said he wanted to adopt children after the movie because it was so good. I mean, that is crazy. It really comes down to who is watching it, though. I mean, that's what I think it is. You know, it's almost like a sport. Like, you know, if you're a golfer, you could sit there and watch the John Deere Classic and enjoy the hell out of it. Like me, I'll sit there and watch YouTube golf all day. People who don't understand golf or don't like golf are like, I'd rather pop my eyeballs out of my head than watch this.
Yes.
So I think you have the same type of thing.
It's the eye of the beholder.
Right. I mean, it's, if you're a Superman crazed superhero person like Fleegs is in there, you love it because you understand the whole thing.
So Fleegs, you did see the movie?
I did see it, yeah.
And you liked it?
I loved it, yeah.
You loved it, okay.
Yeah, see? But Fleegs is that guy.
I mean, like, passionate, like Stu Feiner loving it?
Maybe not to that level, but I thought it's the best Superman movie of my lifetime, and it's in, like, the higher tier of Superman, of superhero movies and comic book movies.
Wow.
I mean, that's right there. I mean, and Fleegs is a guy who knew that Crypto the dog made his first appearance in 1955 in the comics. That's the type of guy we're talking about.
In the comics, not in the TV show.
Right.
And that's the difference.
Right. TV show is different than what the comic was, and the movie's based off the comics. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, these are adaptations of the comics that have been around for Superman going on 90 years.
90 years, God. Ray in the Bronx, what's going on, Ray?
Good morning, gentlemen. My son and I saw the movie last Friday.
Yeah.
We both walked out disappointed.
Mm.
I'm a superhero freak. Batman's my favorite. Love Superman. Things they did with parents, cause I'm not telling you because you haven't seen it, all wrong. I understand you want a new outlook on it, which is fine. No, it was very disappointing. The best guy that acted in the whole thing was the kid who played Jimmy Olsen. The rest were They weren't nothing. Oh, yeah, real quick. No, absolutely not. And I'm a diehard superhero guy.
Yeah, I was gonna say, Ray, so you're like all over the Marvel movies and all of that stuff. Like, you're a big fan.
I grew up more with the DC, reading DC, watching DC, seeing all the movies and everything. A lot of changes. And James Gunn, Crypto, he made that look like his dog. Because, yes, Crypto came in 1950, but that's not the way Crypto looked like, okay? And he was much more obedient than that dog was in the movie, okay?
Wow.
Supergirl in the end and made her look like a drunken B.I.T. So, I mean, come on. I understand you want to change it up, make it to 2025, but I think they went overboard with it. I can't say more than that because you guys haven't seen the movie.
Right.
But I, out of 5 stars, I give it 1, 1.5. My son gave it 2.
Well, you know, Ray, and you're the first one that said he's a big superhero fan and disliked it. It's generally people that went and was like, hey, I want to see a Superman movie, and it's going to remind me of the ones that I saw when I was younger and Christopher Reeves and everything else, and then hated it. But that's the first one. This guy, you know, loves Batman, loves Superman, the whole thing, and just hated it.
Wow. I'm telling you, man, we've hit a nerve today. Ralph and Patterson. Ralph, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, guys. First time, long time. Boom, I like to say you're one of my favorite quarterbacks of all time, but Phil is the best in New Jersey. That's just my opinion.
I don't live in New Jersey, so that's okay.
No problem. But I just wanted to call and give my opinion about Superman. The most overrated whack movie of all time. The dog comes out of nowhere. There's no storyline for the dog. The Green Lantern looks like Stewie from Mad TV. His hair is ridiculous. The Superman character is like an ode to the 50s. He got a baggy suit on with NBA basketball shorts on from the 50s. He's bouncing around everywhere. Not one time did you see him rip open his shirt. To come out the telephone booth with the Superman outfit on. The Green Lantern's throwing around green middle fingers the whole time. The Supergirl is a drunk college girl. And the amount of cursing, unnecessary cursing for a kid's movie, it should have been a cartoon.
I thought that Stu just told me there was no cursing in the movie and anybody can watch it.
Oh, man. It was too much cursing. Huh. For a kid comic book movie. It was just unnecessary, out of nowhere.
Huh. All right.
The Green Lantern was horrible the whole time. He was, you know, very angry throughout the whole movie. His haircut was ridiculous. I couldn't take him serious.
Yeah, listen, Ralph, I mean, after hearing Stu, I was ready to watch it. Now, hearing the last couple, I'm like, I don't want to watch it. Green Lantern was awful, drunk college girl, Crypto the dog, no storyline. I mean, Juan, Hasbrook Heights, where are we at, Juan?
Hey, guys, I'm a first-time caller, and I'm a diehard sports fan, but it's crazy that it's Superman that got me to call you guys.
Yeah,
so I went to go see this movie with my 22-year-old daughter on Friday, or Saturday, and she loved it, and I hated it. So, and I grew up, I'm 49 years old, so I grew up, I mean, I wasn't you know, obviously I was too young to see when the first Superman came out, but I saw the first Superman. I saw all of them. And let me tell you, what an embarrassment of a movie.
Wow. It's
like the guy said, what an embarrassment. I mean, it is the total disrespect to Superman that I mean, it was the worst version of Superman I've ever seen. You know what it was? It was like a teenage Superman who constantly whined and cried and got his ass kicked throughout the whole movie and complained about it. And then on top of that, you know, the guy was right, cursing all over the place. You got little kids all over the place. Everybody's getting called an a-hole or, you know, Supergirl calls Superman a biatch at the end of the movie in a drunken stupor. Like, what is going on? I mean, I guess this movie appeals to the younger part of the demographic, but to anybody who, like, has read the comics or seen Superman, I mean, Christopher Reeve was this regal, you know, intelligent guy. Superman was a dummy. He was a moron.
Juan, I tell you, you do not sound like a first time caller.
He dude that couldn't even talk, at least like Crypto talked or something. I don't know, but see.
Juan.
He got his ass saved by a dog in almost every fight. He could fight his own battles. He had the whistle for the dog. Every time he was in trouble, he had the whistle for the freaking dog.
Juan, this is a great phone call. I mean, that is like. That guy said it's a first-time caller. He had to get that off his chest. I mean, he was he probably would have gone to 9 o'clock if I let him.
Easily. Easily.
And he kept getting more fired up and fired up and fired up the more he was talking about
it. All right, so you have the over-the-top who loved it, like Stu Feiner. You had EJ who hated it. This last guy hated it, but his daughter loved it. Fleegs loves it. I mean, the amount of emotion that is attached to this movie is stunning.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. When you have someone who says that they love it, then all the people who hate it call up. And now we just had a bunch of people who hated it, and now all the phone calls are people who loved it. So we'll take a break. We'll get Cherry back in here. But this is, I did not expect this. I did not expect this at all.
I did not either. So I'm conflicted now.
I've decided I'm not watching it. I've 100% decided I'm not watching it. It's not for me. It's not going to be for you either.
I like the Batman movies.
Yeah, I like the Batman movies.
Because they were a little dark.
Yeah.
Thriller aspect to it.
Damn right. You know, Danny DeVito is the Penguin, that whole thing. And then you get, you know, Heath Ledger, the more recent ones, the Joker.
Arnold Schwarzenegger as Mr. Freeze.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I mean, even going back to Jack Nicholson as a Joker, too. That was a great one.
Yeah. Oh, God, yes.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
When did that arrive? I didn't like the dog getting beaten up. I mean, is it like an AI dog, Fleegs, or does it look like a real dog?
Oh, no, it looks like a real dog. Oh,
okay.
And I think what the caller said, it is like James Gunn modeled this version after his own dog.
Oh,
but
okay.
Crypto has been around again forever.
I have to say this, Jerry, you started something
Sorry.
With this whole update and in the last hour. I have never seen the caller queue so full in
all
my life.
It's also, we had like three people who said long time, first time with this particular thing. like I've listened for years. People are saying I never called about anything, but this is the thing that I got to talk about.
There's been a lot of green on the board today, which is the color for first time callers.
Yeah.
It is crazy.
Wow. We should get to Jerry take a break from this for a little bit.
Hold on, man. Oscar in Long Island. Oscar, what's happening?
No, thank you guys. First time caller. Listen to you guys every morning. Let me tell you this movie was incredible. This movie was everything we have. We always have hope for Superman. He was a beacon of hope. He saved everything. And all these idiots calling saying the movie was horrible, you could tell they don't know where the movie's coming from. There's a source material that it's all being put from recently. So this isn't like, you know, your 80s or your 70s comic book material. This is the most recent stuff. And all that stuff they're saying about Supergirl, there's a graphic novel where that's coming from. But all these dumbasses don't know where all this is coming from. So all this is being pulled from something so recent, and it's a perfect movie. It's not your brooding Superman by Henry Cavill where he's just always sad and mad and doesn't know if he should be Superman. This is the perfect iteration of Superman. It's the first Superman movie that made me believe It was exactly like Christopher Reeve. It was an incredible performance. And I'll tell you one more thing. Lex Luthor was absolutely incredible in this movie. His hatred for Superman is exactly what it should always have been depicted as.
All right, nice. You guys, so unmitigated garbage.
This movie going to win an Oscar or what?
Yeah, I mean, you know what this reminds me of? The people who loved it and the people that hated it? Democrats and Republicans. Because they can't seem to agree on anything. Like, there's not a single person in the middle. It's just like...
Well, the Democrats don't want to agree on it.
But it feels like politics. Because, like, there's nobody is, like, going, you know, it's okay.
No middle ground.
It's extremes.
It is extreme.
If my name was on the credits, I'd hide it. That's how bad it was.
Brian in Northport. Brian, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. I have yet to see this movie, and I'm going to, with my 9-year-old son. I don't understand the craziness. This dog, is he up for an Academy Award? I mean, is this supposed to be the next Rin Tin Tin? It's a freaking dog. Who cares? I'm going to go to the movie. I'm going to either like it or not like it and go on with my life. I mean, this is absolutely insane.
Yeah, listen, I am with you, Brian. I'm floored by this. Rin Tin Tin. I hadn't heard that in I don't know how many years. Who's the most famous movie dog?
Lassie. Lassie, yeah.
Has to be, well, right?
Did they do a movie on Lassie or was it a TV show?
Both.
They did do a movie on...
Definitely a Lassie movie.
My generation might give you Air Bud.
Yeah.
It was Benji Movies, if you remember.
Lassie comes to mind immediately.
But not as a movie, though. I felt, you know...
Yeah, which is amazing because it's a collie.
And then the old Yeller.
Yeah, I mean,
Beethoven.
Man. Yeah,
that was a good movie.
There was multiple Beethovens, yeah. Too, right?
And I think they made a Clifford movie.
With a real dog?
I think so.
I thought that, because Clifford's a
big red dog.
True story.
True story.
See, you can see how you can fall into that. Right?
Oh, my God. Really,
Armand from Eastern Pennsylvania. Armand, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
I'm listening to this conversation, and I'm laughing. I play golf with my buddies on Monday, and somebody starts talking to me about the movie. I can't see this because of the political overtones. I said, it's a superhero movie. What are you guys looking for? The guy before said it perfectly. The acting was good. There was just enough humor in it. You've got to understand the comic books. And for Mike Francesa to say... when did the dog come in? Dog's been there forever. The dog's been there forever. So I don't know what the hell he's talking about. But it's insane. I've never seen controversy for a comic book.
Thanks, Armand.
Here was another one from Mike.
I actually think the people who wrote this must have been on some kind of hallucinogen before.
Oh,
jeez.
Tony in West Haven. Tony, what's happening?
Listen, I took my 8-year-old son and his friends to go see this movie, and at the end of it, they came out and said to me, how come Superman got beat up the whole movie? I thought he was super. And I had to explain to him about the movie, what, you know, basically what was going on, and they all had a problem with this dog. This dog getting beat up through the whole movie and then beating up Superman. And I had to explain it to him. They said, why was he doing that to Superman? I thought no one could beat him up. This was a darker movie. This was not your normal run-of-the-mill Superman movie. This was much darker. I was very surprised. I grew up watching all these Superman movies, Christopher Reeve, all of them. And this was not like your normal Superman run-of-the-mill superhero movie where he saves the day. And he basically got his butt kicked through the whole movie. And you were almost getting angry in your seat waiting for him to turn around and start kicking some butt.
Now, Fleegs, explain to me, because I've decided I'm not watching it. Mm-hmm. I've made the decision 100% not watching it. So he explained to me, which I'm not going to say, he explained to me why he's getting his ass kicked the entire time.
And if you know anything about the character, it's explained, it ends up making perfect sense why the character that kicks his ass is able to do so.
And so who is the actor that played him?
David Corenswet.
Okay. And who is that?
I'd only seen him in one thing before. He was what I was most nervous about. And within 10 minutes, I was convinced, all right, this guy is Clark Kent. This guy is Superman.
I mean, this guy, David Scrotum Sweat, is a horrible, horrible choice for Superman. You know, I mean, for you to go from, okay, you know, Christopher Reeves, you know, and R.I.P., you know, good Superman, not great. but now to Scrotum Sweat. I mean, it's a disgrace.
I swear to God, I gotta go see this. I have to go see it now.
No, you're not.
Have to.
You're not gonna see it. You know you're not gonna see it. And you're gonna walk out halfway through. You know it. I know you and the stuff you like. This is not gonna be for you.
I mean, why do you say that?
Because you have no, like, background with the storyline.
Okay, that's true.
So when we first heard Mike, yeah, you said, I agree with him. I don't want to see Superman get his ass kicked the entire time.
I mean, with the way that the Mike is explaining it, but now there are other people who are calling in who are giving it a different take, and you have to kind of understand the story behind Superman, as Flea has pointed out.
Okay. All right.
Superman was, you know, Lois gets in trouble investigating a story. She winks at Superman a couple of times. You got the innuendo that they like to, you know, have a little extended relationship. That's fine.
You know, so, I mean, this is what I want to see. I want to see him fly in the air. I want to see him get some bad guys. And I want to see him bang Lois Lane. That is Superman. Okay, that is Superman. Not the dog, or getting his ass kicked, or any of that. It's fighting bad guys, flying in the air, stopping bullets, and having sex with Lois Lane.
Jesse in Hasbrook. Jesse, what's happening?
Yeah, hey, guys. First time, long time. I had to call in to defend from a comic book standpoint that this is not an origin story movie either. So you just kind of jump right into where he's established. And then the guy talking about the Green Lantern's haircut, that's what he looks like in the comics. Same things with the Supergirl aspect. This is one of the most accurate comic book movies out there as far as Superman. And that's what James Gunn does. So I thought it was great. I don't think it was the best comic book movie ever, but it was one of the best Superman movies ever.
He explained it well. That was a good one. Explained it well, which is what we've been saying now for a while, that if you're into the real authenticity of the comic book, you're going to love this.
Yes.
If you're Mike Francesa, who, you know, is just watching like the 1984 Final Four over and over again, and then ends up watching his movie, you're not going to like it.
Wow.
All right, Jerry.
We are brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. We've been sports adjacent, if you will, today. Mm. So we've got the big debate on Superman. What about, I'm jumping around here, CBS Sports Network. I apologize. But Aaron Judge yesterday at the All-Star
game. Superman.
Speaking of Superman, was asked by Lauren Shahadi about his favorite candy bars and ranking.
Ooh,
them.
Oh, what do you think?
Maybe we can get conversation going. I know what he says.
I heard it. So, well-known?
They are. They are well known.
And it has to be a candy bar. It can't be like a Reese's peanut butter
cup.
It's
so interesting you say that. I cut the end of that out there because after he gives his answer, she said, what about Reese's? And he goes, not a bar.
Mm.
Oh, see? Okay. So I'm going to say Milky Way.
Okay.
I'm going to say Snickers.
All right. I would go Nestle Crunch myself. Here were his top three.
Rank the top three candy bars of all time. Sequential order.
Wow. Candy bars. I'm going Snickers, number one. Kit Kat, and then Twix.
Interesting.
So no Milky Way and no Nestle's Crunch Bar.
There's nothing like a frozen Milky Way.
Also, I didn't say Hershey.
Yeah. You know what my favorite one is? But I guess it is considered a bar, even though it comes in two pieces. 100-gram bar.
I knew you were going to say that.
I love 100. Give me a 100-gram bar for the rest of my life.
It's got the crunch and the caramel.
Oh,
they are tremendous.
And the chocolate.
And if you put them in the refrigerator,
I'm not even better. Gina loves putting all the chocolate in the refrigerator.
I don't like all of them. Yeah. Just a couple of them. That's one of them.
You can get, then there's sometimes you get like a real fresh one. You can tell. Like, because the 100 grand's not like very popular. So sometimes you'll get one that's been sitting there for like 3 years. And then sometimes you get one that's actually fresh. It's just like the crispies, crunch, and the caramels. Yeah. It's nougaty.
It is awesome.
Nougaty. You love nougat.
Hard to argue with those three, though.
No, I'm with you.
The Milky Way is pretty good.
I'm a Milky Way guy.
Pretty good.
Kit Kat's awesome. Yeah.
Yes.
I like nougat. 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 Nougat.
Yeah.
Okay. I like Nestle Crunch and also the Hershey with almonds.
See, that's off-brand Jerry right there.
Hershey bar with almonds?
With almonds is an off-brand spot.
It's a Hershey bar.
But it's with the almonds.
It could be without. I like the almonds.
If you said without, I wouldn't say off-brand
Jerry.
Well,
initially I said Hershey almonds. Bar.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. That's why I didn't say
but
anything.
But I think when you get the almond, a little added crunch to it, it's pretty good.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't say crackle.
Mr. Goodbar.
Off-brand Jerry in the house.
Who's in the house, Mr. Goodbar.
Oh, man, very funny. Anyhow, back to the Jets and Garrett Wilson, just because I grabbed this Ocho Cinco audio from, what's the name of that? I forgot the name of the
Nightcap.
Podcast. The Nightcap podcast. So it's Chad and Shannon. As they are talking about Wilson cashing in 4-year extension, $130 million. And Chad basically says, you know what's cool about this? It's really his first deal.
The funny thing, he going to hit him across the head again.
For sure.
He going to hit him across the head again. And we know what Garrett Wilson can be with consistent quarterback play because we saw him do it his rookie year.
And so that's where he calls on Justin Fields, his former college quarterback, to get him the ball.
I need him to continue to put Garrett Wilson in position to continue to make plays and make Justin Fields' job easier. Because it's going to be easy because you got that young bell cow in the backfield. Mm-hmm. That can hit his head off the goalpost from anywhere on the field. So I think things are going to be a little easy for him. I'm glad he got his money.
And by the way, it didn't take him long to bring up exactly what you brought up in terms of other guys.
What it does do, but it raises the price tag for my young bull, Daniel, over there with the Commanders.
Oh, Terry McLaurin?
Who they need to go get. Man, come on now. Scary Terry deserved to get paid now. He's done everything. He's been a model citizen. He wears that C on his chest for a reason. There's no need every time. Every time, Monk, unless you're a quarterback, you got to fight tooth and nail for your money.
And so he has now set the bar, and we'll see what the Commanders do. So I thought that was kind of interesting from those two guys. You do have the All-Star game tonight. Last night, Cal Raleigh did win the home run derby. He beat Junior Camarino on the final round, 18-15. You had Jazz Chisholm of the Yankees involved. He did not last long, had 3 home runs, and was eliminated. What else? We have not enough time. Next hour, some interesting audio from your guy, Scotty Scheffler.
I love Scotty.
So I will have that next hour as he spoke from the British Open yesterday. And you also have Stu Sternberg and the Rays agreeing to sell the team for $1.7 billion. Team to stay in Tampa. It was a Florida-based developer, Patrick Zalupski, who is buying the team.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. If you want to join the show, 888-808-1019. I did throw out the invite to the great Hoodie Allen to join us this morning, but I don't think he's awake, unfortunately, to join us at 9 a.m. He of Plainview, New York, and has a great song out right now, Pretty Face, and then he sent us a picture of you and him from Jets training camp when he was a kid wearing a Boomer Esiason jerseys. That'd be funny if he does join us at some point. So, yes, and we've got the All-Star game tonight. The All-Star game.
I mean, you know, back in the day, when I was a kid, the All-Star game was great. They used to wear their own uniforms. I think they're going back to that tonight.
Yeah.
And, you know, you'd like to see a Met or two in an All-Star game. It was great when you were a kid.
Yeah.
And then I did like a Sports Minute on this morning. And my thought is that it's become so commercialized now, more than ever before. Social media is involved. Everybody's got an opinion about it. And it's not what it once was. Maybe it's just the purity of being an 8 or 9 year old.
Yeah,
and you know, seeing your guy, you know, do well in an All Star game or something. I'm thinking that kids, like say Brandon Tierney's son.
Yeah, I'm sure he loves it.
I'm sure he loves it, right? And,
yeah,
and you're going to have Aaron Judge out there.
Yeah, I mean, I also think that, you know, back when you didn't have so much access to every single highlight of every team at your fingertips, it was more special to see these guys because you didn't watch them all the time.
True.
I mean, that's really what it came down to. But, yeah, I mean, hopefully there are a ton of kids watching to make sure that the next generation of baseball fans is around to keep the sport healthy because we love baseball here in New York, but
yeah.
Not for me.
And there's one other thing. I mean, you know, I'm on vacation last week, right?
Yeah.
We're out, we're doing our thing, we're playing golf, I'm riding my bike, whatever. And Chichester sends me some like WFAN homework for the first time in the time that I have been here. I now have homework sent to me from one of our digital guys.
Yeah, I know, I saw this. And then they're hounding us, like hounding. even, you know, Hurley's hound, Big Hurls is hounding us, and Izzo's hounding us. I ended up doing it this morning because of all the hounding I was getting. So basically, it's like a WFAN quarter century team. It's like the best players from 2000 to 2025. I don't know.
I'm not doing the homework.
You're not going to do it?
I mean,
it took me 5 minutes this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, does it really matter?
No, of course not. You know what they're looking for?
What are they looking for?
Engagement.
Engagement.
And that's what they're looking for.
This is the engagement.
Yeah, because they want to like put it out there and have people, how could you have this guy on there? How could you leave this guy off of there?
That's what it's going to be. It's kind of like the Superman movie of this
morning. Right, it sucks. It's great. It sucks. It's great. But that's what they're looking for, engagement.
So you gotta do it. So you did it.
I did it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, did you feel confident about doing it, or did you just...
I didn't have any emotions toward it. I was what it was I got to get this done so someone else doesn't send me a goddamn email about it. That's what it was.
Okay.
You know, you just do something to shut somebody up.
Yeah, that's basically what this was. I'm like, listen, I'm a little bit too old for this, I'm thinking.
Too old for what? All you have to do
for
is like...
homework.
You just got to like touch the screen. That's it. With your finger. That's all you got to do. It's not, you know.
Am I the only one that hasn't done it yet?
Based on the email, I would imagine a lot of people have not done it yet.
Okay, good.
I mean, it's one of these things where our votes are going to be, like, our names are going to be attached to it. They're just doing anonymously.
I'm not positive, but at the bottom of the form, it did ask for your name.
Yeah.
So I guess they'll reveal who voted for who.
Okay.
I'm going to make just all screwed up votes.
Just go on and vote for all the Rangers.
Right.
Matt Martin was on there.
I mean, how many? So I didn't even open the email. I just saw it, and then I got a text message yesterday reminding me about it.
Mm-hmm.
So how many? Is it every sport and every team? I'm assuming.
It's not. It's every sport, every position.
Oh God!
So it's like left field, right field, shortstop, second base, winger, defenseman, power forward, center, guard, coach. Yeah, manager.
Will they do a post Boomer Esiason did not put Matt Martin on one of his top three wingers?
Probably. I didn't either. I mean, you probably had a lot of girls doing your homework in high school. You just got somebody around here doing your homework.
Yeah, just to finish it. Yeah, just like the old days.
Just like the old days, yes.
Someone will do it for
you. Give Fleeks a wedgie and have someone do your homework.
I remember this was a long time ago. But back at Astoria, you know, all those things we had to do that, like the harassment videos or whatever, they didn't have to walk Joe Beninco through it.
Where's the big intern? I get him to do that for me.
He's probably in tomorrow, right? Isn't he in on Wednesdays?
Yeah, I believe you're correct.
All right, yeah, I think he'll be here tomorrow. He could do it for you tomorrow. Big intern. His hands are probably so big, though, that it's not going to work for the clicking the buttons. You might have to take like a little pin to do it.
All right.
I mean, these giant, massive hands.
What did this thing was an email?
Do you think Hurley had to call Joe B to explain to him how to do this? Or he just asked for his answers over the phone?
Guaranteed the latter. Guaranteed. There's no way Joe could figure it out. I mean, Terry probably. Terry does it. His daughter does it. Like all the stuff, like the Instagram account, Joe's not running any of that. Like, do you think if you were like Joe... Like, if you either have to figure out how to complete this thing on your own or you die, would he die?
I think he died pretty willingly. I think he'd just give up.
like this is all you have to do is figure out this Google document and answer these questions. If not, you spontaneously combust.
Why does this thing pop up like that?
Exactly right.
God damn it.
Oh, it's the greatest. It really is.
Okay. You on it now? You got
no,
it?
No, I have no idea where it is.
Oh, my God.
Did you get an email?
Yeah, it's an email.
Oh, I thought, what did I see? I don't.
This thing, yeah, of course this would happen now.
That's exactly how I feel right now.
Of course this would happen now. It says Ryan and Ryan on the air. We go, Ryan and Ryan. if you type in, if you search your email, voting for WFAN's quarter century teams. Do you see that?
God damn it.
I do see it, yeah.
Okay, there you go.
All right, I got the survey.
You'll be able to do it in a break.